This is Tell Everyone About Me, a Dinosaur Comics fanfic written by Neverell Larch and read by Rena Jenkins. This story is rated PG and is Gen, with additional tags for Yuletide Madness 2011. Author's Notes. For Shell. Dialogue from Comic 401 and Comic 1863. Titled, sort of, from Comic 1814. Dramesia Mimus walked across the plain, humming to herself. Today was a really nice sunny day. Maybe she'd go down to the lake, or... Oh, she could work on her novel! Where was she? Right, of course. She needed to figure out how to get the heroine from her meeting with the Carbon King to her confrontation with the Master of the Rhyme. Maybe there needed to be a bit of exposition about the ancient monks that lived in the volcano. That would set up the...
I don't understand. Marriage?
Shouted T-Rex, as Dramesia Mimus ambled by the log cabin on the way to the lake. She turned to look at him, but she couldn't really think of anything to add to the discussion. Oh, there was Utahraptor. He'd talk to T-Rex. It was good to have friends like that, thought Dramesia Mimus. It wasn't her fault that she was always a little confused by T-Rex's non sequiturs. She smiled as she passed T-Rex and Utahraptor's discussion, and then turned back to mulling over the plot of her book. Exposition was difficult to do without shoving it in the reader's face, but the bit about the monks was kind of important. Maybe there was some way to show rather than tell? Dramesia Mimus spent the rest of the day sitting at the beach, working on her novel. She finished the chapter about the monks, and then started to go back and edit the descriptions of her characters and a few things in the first few chapters. Her writing coach had said that it was important to have a clear visual for the readers. The heroine, Mimi, with her beautiful pale yellow scales and elegant long neck. The Carbon King, ruler of the volcano, and with golden orange scales that matched the magma at the heart of his kingdom. And the Master of the Rhyme, with his shifting green scales and his unending font of discourse. Dramesia Mimus gave him another few lines of dialogue in his introduction, long, omphaloscopic sentences that skirted the edge of tangential. He was her favorite character, really, even if she wasn't always sure whether there was any point to him in terms of the plot. Her writing coach kept suggesting she get rid of him, but it felt wrong somehow. As the sun began to set, Dramesia Mimus gathered up her manuscript and headed home, humming a new song. She neared the cabin again, and there was T-Rex, already latched on to a new subject.
I want people to say, "That T-Rex, you've got to know him! He's an amazing guy. So interesting, too."
"I'll say that," put in Dramesia Mimus, amiable in her post-writing haze. But T-Rex frowned.
"It's not fair if you say it, Dramesia Mimus,"
he called at her as she continued homeward.
"I want strangers to say it."
"Okay," she said over her shoulder. But T-Rex had already turned his attention to Utahraptor, who had come running up as usual. Someday, decided Dramesia Mimus, she would be a famous published author. And then maybe T-Rex would say she was interesting. Though he'd probably only say it to Utahraptor. Dramesia Mimus decided to set her sights a little higher. The end.